Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
The weather looks completely different than before yesterday's Heritage Day public holiday. The maximums have fallen by 10 degrees in some places, and there is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over Gauteng, places of them from Mpumalanga, Highveld, and the northeastern parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 21, Joburg and Polokwane 19, Mbombela 16, Emalahleni 18, Rustenburg 27, and Ermelo is the coldest place in the country today, a maximum of only 12 degrees.
In Braamfontein on the M1 northbound, queuing traffic towards Empire Road.
The National Union of Metal Workers is warning of rolling mass action against job losses if government does not urgently implement its electricity dispensation tariff for companies. NUMSA is accusing Electricity Minister Hossein Ramakgopa for the delay while companies are serving retrenchment notices. NUMSA is also asking government to place a moratorium on retrenchments while working on interventions that should include the banning of particular imports of products. And Microsoft has announced new options for American and European customers to safely extend the life of the Windows 10 operating system free of charge, just days before a key deadline to upgrade to Windows 11. The US tech giant plans to end support for Windows 10 on the 14th of October, a move that's drawn criticism from consumer advocacy groups and sparked concern amongst users who fear they'll need to purchase new computers to stay protected from cyber threats. And with that, let's look at our business news. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee said its latest statement report that it expects higher electricity price inflation to drive inflation over the next few months to peak at around 4%. The MPC forecasts an increase in electricity prices of nearly 8% rather than 6% following the recent pricing correction by the National Energy Regulator, NERSA. According to the committee, this increase is among those that undermine purchasing power and weakens economic growth. Looking at markets across Asia this morning, where stocks barely moved, with upcoming US inflation and jobs data seen as likely to be the next catalysts for action. And China's biggest car exporter, Chery Automobile, rocketed more than 13% higher on its trading debut in Hong Kong, having raised about $1.2 billion in its initial public offering. The financial markets this morning, a dollar at 17 rand 32 cents, a euro 20 rand 35, a pound 23 rand 31 cents, gold at $3,735.74 per fine ounce, and Brent crude climbing to $69.06 per barrel. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, Heritage Day was packed with plenty of league drama as the Betway Premiership hosted 7 matches. The big upset of the round saw Lamontville Golden Arrows beat Mamelodi Sundowns for the first time in over 5 years. Arrows winning 1-0 at the Kings Welitini Stadium. Kaizer Chiefs and Marumo Gallants played out a 1-1 draw. Newcomers to the league, Orbit College, finally secured a much-needed victory, beating Bulawayo City 1-0. Richards Bay saw off Magesi 1-0. Chipper United ended Sekhukhune's 3-game win streak, holding them to a draw. Stellenbosch have now gone 5 games without a win after being held to a 1-1 draw at home to Durban City, and AmaZulu suffered their second league loss of the season, going down 3-1 to TS Galaxy. Bafana Bafana have gained an advantage in their bid to qualify for the FIFA World Cup after Zimbabwe announced that they will play their home Group C match, which is scheduled for the 10th of October in Durban at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Zim had intended to move the game to Botswana, but the Zimbabwe Football Association said they were unable to get the stadium that they wanted in Francistown. They do not have a stadium in their own country that meets FIFA requirements. Meanwhile, head coach Hugo Bruce has named a 45-man prelim squad ahead of those matches against Zimbabwe and Rwanda. Those are both World Cup qualifiers. The team will be cut then to around 23 players over the next couple of weeks. I'm Xola Njinga, and that's a Jekka Sport.